You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 218. And on today's show, we're going to go through a 2015 year in review because it is New Year's Eve 2015 as I record this, and it's time to close out the year and get ready for a rockin' 2016. And that's what we're going to cover in today's show. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hello there, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to this last show of the year 2015. That's right, it is New Year's Eve 2015, December 31st, and we are closing out the end of one fantastic year and getting ready for another explosive, exciting 2016. It's leap year. We have one extra day this year. Isn't that exciting? Imagine what you could do if you got really focused and committed and took one extra day and really rocked things out. Well, it's kind of funny. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for the holidays to be over. I enjoyed the holidays, but I didn't enjoy them as much as usual this year. And I just was in a strange place. It was an interesting year, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But it was kind of funny. This year, for the first time, I really got caught up. Not caught up, but I was painfully aware of all the commercialism that Christmas has become in so many ways, you know. Right before Christmas, even on a news show, there's one morning news show that I like to watch occasionally. I'll turn it on for about 30 minutes just to get a glimpse into what's going on. It's an LA station, and they are very upbeat. They have the weather. They have a lot of current events and some things I like. I don't spend a lot of time watching the news or TV in general, but I do occasionally turn that show on, and especially during the holidays. And as I turned it on, they were going to a commercial break, and they were talking about, after the break, be sure and come back because we're going to show you what to do to get rid of those gifts that you received that you don't want. And I was kind of like, wow, okay, if that doesn't sum up the commercialism of Christmas, at least here in the U.S., here in good old America. And I know not everybody's that way. And in fact, I know the majority of most people aren't, but there was just something about it this year that really, I don't know, it didn't settle well with me. So I really tried to step away from the shopping madness. In fact, I didn't even start my holiday shopping until December 21st. I got it all done in 2 days. It went like a breeze. I shopped on, that's not entirely true. I shopped locally from a number of direct sales people. I really worked to support direct sales businesses, from Cincy to Leggings to Trades of Hope to Damsels in Defense. There was a whole bunch of different products that I purchased from direct sales companies, and I'm really going to work to stick to that all year long for my gift giving to support mostly those fellow women who are out there, you know, supporting families, raising children, putting braces on kids, and doing all that other stuff through their direct sales business. And I know I always appreciate that support as well. And I got a lot of it. Had over $1,600 in personal retail sales in the month of December. And I'm really proud of that. There's a lot of people in my company that do a whole lot more. But for someone who's never done party plan, never had to do retailing, I was pretty proud of that. And also pretty proud reflecting back on the fact that I sold an average of over a thousand dollars in personal retail sales each month. And again, this is not my strongest suit. So some of you may be listening thinking, wow, that's not that big of a deal. I sold more than that. And my hat is off to you. But as someone that comes from a network marketing background, either a personal consumption model or, you know, a simple auto ship, this is new territory for me and one that I'm actually really loving and really embracing. Just a quick note, if you're looking for some coaching to get your 2016 launched, go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach. Let's set up a coaching session. We can go through everything from a launch to laying out a business plan to some accountability, a success language, whatever it is that you're looking for, we can put that together for you together for what you want. Okay, so I mentioned, let's talk about 2015, a year in review. Now, hopefully you listened to the show earlier in the week, Monday's show, which was goal setting for 2016. And I kind of did those in a way in reverse, but I always like to do right at the last of the year, I do my end of year review where I get out my day timer, I get out my calendar for the year, I get out my journal, and I go through and I look and see what was going on in the year. And boy, was it an eye-opener for me in this past year. You know, it's kind of funny. I ended the year kind of on a frustrated note in terms of growth in certain areas of my business. You may know I changed companies in January. I started with a new company and launched that. Didn't get nearly as far as I wanted to, but boy, did I learn a lot. Did I grow a lot? You know, I've launched a strong budding team. I have some up-and-coming leaders that I'm loving working with and that type thing. And I have a huge business plan for 2016 where that's concerned. But I also started my coaching certification program, which really ate up about 9 months of the year. I traveled a ton, which was fabulous. My daughter studied abroad. I went to the UK twice. I went to Hawaii twice. I mean, I went to Jamaica. That was good. That was, you know, qualifying for my company incentive cruise. But I did a lot of travel. And in looking back over the year, it's kind of one of those things where, you know what? It's kind of hard to hit your goals when you're scattered in a million different directions. And it was really a good study for me to do this because I think it gave me some real tools to be able to work better with my coaching clients who struggle, who have full-time jobs and families and all that type stuff, and really help people mainstream down into a few business building tasks that you can do on a regular basis to move your business forward. So one of the first things that I want to recommend that you do is I want to recommend that you take a little quiet time to yourself. Light a candle, put a fire on if you have a fireplace and it's that type of environment where you live. I don't have a fireplace in my beach home, so I can't do that, but I can light candles. I can turn on the holiday lights, which I still have up, turn on some soft music. That's what I did as I looked back through and reflected over the year. So some questions. I'm going to give you some questions to ask yourself as you close out the year. First and foremost, and you can find all these actually on the show notes, jackiealmer.com/218. They'll be over there. But here are the questions. What were my wins for 2015? If you had to list three big wins, what would they be? And what am I proud of? What accomplishments am I most proud of achieving in this last year? What would I say that I accomplished in this last year? And where do I feel like there's room for improvement? What are those things that I want to do more of? And what are those things that I want to do less of? What disappointments or regrets do you have for the year? And what was missing from your life last year as you look back? Look at the major areas of your life and ask yourself, what was missing from these? And what major life lesson did you learn last year? And break those down into small statements if you can, empowering statements that you can move forward with. So none of these are meant to beat yourself up or give yourself a hard time. But I know for me, in looking at these things, you know, some of my major wins are that I started with a company that I'm absolutely loving. I'm on a mission to work with and empower women, specifically moms. You know, I've been there and done that, starting in direct sales when my son was 15 months. Today, he's 23 years old. I became a top income earner, became the top income earner in one of my companies, was on the leaderboards of other companies that I was with over the course of 22 years. And I know how to coach moms on how to get it done, how to let go of excuses, how to stop using your children as an excuse, how to find that time, make that time rather in your calendar to get things done, and those action steps, those income producing action steps that make it happen. So that's a big part of my mission. So I had some big wins in that area. I got my coaching certification and I worked with some amazing people in this last year, coaching them on their journey to success. Some of them are already successful. Some of them are on their way to being successful. And some of them are really stumbling and we're working to move them through whatever it is that's holding them back. So those were some of the major wins. And I'm proud of those different things. Some of the things I'm proud of in my personal life, I'm proud that, you know, my daughter went off to study abroad in Leeds. I was able to go with her. I have a business that affords me to be able to do that and also affords me the time. So it affords me financially to allow me to do that and from a time perspective to be able to do that too. So lots of wins, but room for improvement. I was seriously all over the map. When I look back at my calendar and the appointments that I had, I was busy, but I was working in a lot of different areas and trying to fine-tune things down into what was going to really be a fit for me. I did a ton of networking and I sold a lot of products and I sponsored people onto the team. But where I didn't do a great job is I didn't do a great job of keeping that organized for follow-up and good customer care and those type things. But the good thing is I held on to everything, so it's not too late. I'm going back through now and I'm sorting all that and doing that. I traveled a ton, which is one of my biggest hot buttons. That was a huge win. But areas of improvement, I traveled. Every time I did a large expo, I literally left within a couple of days. So that left me unable to really follow up with leads in a good way. Got my coaching certification. That was great. A lot of different things. So when I look back over it, it's kind of funny. The areas where I shot myself in the foot, where I didn't do good planning in terms of travel that I was taking and events that I was going to be doing for my business. So those are great lessons, though. So instead of beating myself up, I'm looking at all those and I'm plotting in my calendar now. I got my passion planner. You've heard me talk about that. You can order that at passionplanner.com. Please let them know that JackieAlmer@gmail.com sent you as a referral, because I will get a free passion planner when I get, I think it's 3 referrals. You don't get any income from it, but it's always nice to have one that I can pay forward and give to someone else and can use them on the show, different things like that. But I'm laying that out. I've spent the last week and a half through the holidays really laying out what my game plan is. I wrote out a very specific, detailed game plan of my monthly commitments, my weekly commitments, my daily commitments, as well as my team goals, my yearly goals, income goals, action goals, and all that type stuff. So I've been able to take the year and really look at that and figure out what went right and what I'm going to improve on for this next year. And I really want to encourage you to do the same thing too. Spend some time writing out different things. Writing works because it takes all the things that you're juggling out of your brain and it allows you to put those down on paper and reflect back on them. One of my biggest wins for 2015 was journaling. I didn't journal every single day, but almost every day. And I filled up almost an entire book and I'm ready to start my new book for 2016. And I love looking through it because I can see where I was very frustrated. I can see where I was very empowered. I can see where I lacked faith and belief. I can see the good days. I can see the bad days. But overall in it, I can see the theme of my mission, of what I want to do with the rest of my life, how I want to serve, how I want to add value, all those different things. I see all of that unfolding and really working to allow me to move into 2016 laser focused on what it is that I want to do, what I want to create, and what I'm working toward. And I will tell you, my primary direct sales business is at the very top of that. I love working with women. So if you're listening to this and you are looking for an opportunity, maybe it's hit you at the right time, go to workwithjackie.com. I would love to chat with you. Just a conversation. Won't be a sales conversation. But if you're looking, I'm looking for those leaders to pour myself into to teach them how to be successful. I had great successes. I sponsored every month. As I mentioned, I sold over $1,000 in personal retail sales each and every month, which is a big goal for me as someone not used to doing those type of activities. So that was all new to me, retailing and selling and learning even, you know, better sales skills and developing my networking pitches and all that kind of stuff. I really worked hard on that and it's set me up for really a great 2016. So there are no losses in business or in life. And it's always important that you remember those things. So ask yourself some of those questions that I laid out for you. And then some other things, you know, definitely take some time to review your calendar. And I'm opening up my notes here to ask a couple of other questions that I had here on the sheet. But one of the things is I want you to look back at the year. Look back at 2015, and I want you to pick a genre of movie to describe the year. Now, what does that mean? Was the year an adventure? Was it a tragedy? Was it a romance? Was it a drama? Or was it a comedy? You don't have to say mine was an adventure. Absolutely. It was a comedy, drama, adventure is what I would say. Some days were filled with fun and comedy. Some days were filled with drama. But it was an adventure all the way through, from the travel to the self-discovery to exploring all these new areas that I opened myself up to for 2015 and what that's going to mean for me for 2016. So I really want to encourage you, pick a genre of the year, like a movie genre that's going to describe what your year was like. And then, what was the most memorable part of the year for you? What was the most memorable part of the year for you? What were the three biggest lessons that you learned from the year? Okay. And then think about, as you look back through your calendar or your journal or anything that you can, you'll begin to see a theme. You'll begin to see what your priorities were for the year. What were those priorities? And were you happy with how you spent your time? And if so, how can you improve on that? Either way, if you're happy, how can you improve on that? And if you're not happy, what steps will you take to improve on that and make sure that 2016 puts you in a much better place? How are you different starting 2016 than you were starting 2015? How are you different? And then who or what are you especially grateful for in this past year? And then finally, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel overall about your past year? So remember, you have before you 366 powerful days of 2016, and you have the chance to write a whole new book, not just a chapter, but a whole new book. So what's that new book going to look like for you? What's that going to consist of for you in your life, in your business, and how are you going to start and pursue and finish this amazing year that stretches before us in 2016? So I want to thank you for spending time with me today, and I want to wish you the most amazing 2016, and I'll see you in the new year. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer, and I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.